basically replace Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
It's so goofy.
It's so fucking silly, but it's hilarious.
The live action ads? I was afraid that they were going to do like some AI bullshit, but they actually had a guy in a fat suit, Trump suit, filming in the desert.
And I really thought it was AI at first. And they showed the scene and everything. I'm like, oh, they really did this. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they call him the R word and then the F word directly after it. Multiple times in the season opener.
Like, I love how fucking unabashed niggas are in their disdain for political correctness. It's so fucking funny.
It's like, bro, hurting people is cool. That's just what it is.
That gets you paid nowadays.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's like, you know what? Whatever.
It's like we're rocking with it, brother. We're rocking with Mark. Mark is rocking with us. But yeah, welcome back, man. Welcome back to the world's most consistent podcast, the Black Plague Podcast.
Hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode talking about the economic disparities between working class hobbits.
Yeah,
you will be class awakened by the end of this podcast.
Niggers.
Yeah, we never miss a week.
Never. Never ever.
And that's all of us in the same room. Hello, I'm now shaking Shane's hand.
Hello, Jonathan. Hello.
Hello. I am now shaking Dent's hand.
Hello, Dent.
Who have accepted the handshake?
Hello.
Firmly. Firmly grasp it.
Firmly. Yeah, man. It's really tight handshake here, bro. It'd be thank you approved.
Knuckles bared in this handshake. there is power here, but I am Smoke Joe Star, aka Smoke Man Joe, aka Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips, and it's time to talk about some stuff, man.
That's some good chips.
It is. That's like good chips. It's top three sun chips to me.
Yeah,
like that garden salsa, and they have another one.
I like their sour cream and onion.
Yeah, I was about to say the sour cream.
Yeah, sour cream. That go crazy.
That shit goes nuts. And to my right is John. I'm gonna let him do his intro.
Welcome back, everybody. It's John, aka Mr. You remember those stuffed pretzels, aka those honey mustard pretzels.
Oh my God, ew, yes,
man.
Yeah, them snacks. I fucking remember one of the best ones they had was a jalapeno one, though, like jalapeno cheddar. Those crushed up pretzels.
That actually sounds like that would go crazy right now.
That shit will fuck your gums up, but you won't care. The suffering, the pain.
It's all for the taste. It's in every bite as well, you know what I'm saying? Duality of man.
Yeah. Also known as Mr. I just finally got a Nintendo Switch 2. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. Switch 2. And I got a fucking, I got Bonanza.
Did you get the Mario Kart pack in?
The what now?
The Mario Kart pack in.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and like, that was going to be my birthday present, but I had to wait like a few weeks. And fucking, I'm ringing it up. And all the games and everything came out to be $688.
I'm gonna let Dent do his intro because I have hella shit to say about the Switch 2, man.
Yeah, all right. It's that $50. They would charge $50, a 9% state tax. That added $50 on the money. Jesus. So just look out for that state tax. They'll break your decaps.
1,000%. Yeah, what's going on? I'm Chair 3, DJ Cobra, yada yada. Let's see, the snack that I am, the goldfish, because I'm the snack that smiles back. And you can find me wherever you need to find me online. But yeah, let's get back to these games that are getting rapidly more expensive.
we'll let Shane open up the floor.
Yeah, I'm not paying first swing. $500 for fucking Mario Kart, bro. I'm not doing that, nigga. Like, that shit, brother. First of all, mm-hmm. like the way niggas ate that shit up, but like killed the PS3 for having damn near the same price is insane. That's for one. The second of all, like, one game at launch, it's a sign of the climate. It's a sign of the times, sign of the gaming development cycle. One game at launch is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But the only other game at launch is the goddamn quick start manual that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
If you want to learn... if you want to learn how to use that new $500 piece of tech you just bought, $10... $10, baby. $10 for the instruction book.
When I saw that Switch, the Switch 2 Direct, and they showed that tech demo, I was like, okay, so they're going to have like this little free tech demo that comes with the thing, and there'll be a lot of... And then they were like, you can buy it. And I'm like, why would you buy this? And they asked Bowser, the fucking guy, the CEO guy or whatever. Why would you not just include this with the system? And they're like, well, we put a lot of effort into it. And we thought that this was, we think that it's a fair buy for the effort that was put in.
Oh.
For a tech demo where you walk a little man over to read about the Switch 2's magnets on the Joy-Cons?
Oh.
Really?
Oh. It's a fair... It's a fair buy, Twin. It's a fair... We tried hard, guys. It's a fair price, man. Like, that shit right there was just insane to me. And I said, like, if I do get one, it'll be around holiday time when that shit goes on a discount. Because I refuse. I absolutely...
Oh, it's not going on a discount, bro. They're rolling the prices up.
I refuse. Like,
PS5 prices just went up $50 all around.
I saw that shit, too. Mm-hmm. I got mine. Better get yours.
that's what I was really looking at. Like, this cost some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, these rents keep going up. Selling those things that used to be free, that's never cool in any case. I didn't like it when Apple did it. I don't like it when Nintendo does it.
I'm never a fan. But like, this is the precedent, brother. This is the precedent we set when niggas bought Tears of the Kingdom. We called it. We talked about it. We called the shit. And I'm like, nigga, if you buy the Zelda game, right, for $70, everything's gonna go up. It's like the inverse of the minimum wage argument. I'm like, nigga, doing this now is gonna set the stage for the foreseeable future. Grand Theft Auto 6 would be $100, and I don't want nobody surprised. I don't want nobody surprised.
Well, that's going to be the base model. That's going to be the base game.
Yeah.
Like the plus and everything like that. Oh my God. They're going to charge at least $150, $170 for like Grand Theft Auto Plus.
Collectors. You're not going to get like no fucking boxer figurine. It's just game.
It's a game.
You just gotta
boot that bitch
up. Yeah, you got it. No. It's so nasty.
GTA 6 plus DLC first season. That's gonna cost one whole stack, sir.
Music related to GTA. It's a lot of niggas dropping music this year.
Brother, nigga, we have had... we're going to talk about music. I have to rant about Mario Kart a little bit. So,
have you gotten a chance to play it or anything?
Yeah, I have. I have, like, several friends with Switch 2s. I had to play it at least 3 times before I formed an opinion on it.
Same.
roster's ass. I think this roster, I don't know how the fuck we went from not even eight deluxe, but just like eight. I don't know how we went from eight's roster to world's roster. Why the fuck is the goddamn cow a playable character?
Nintendo's only been around for like 100 years. They don't have that many. They don't have that many characters.
They
don't have the Smash Bros. Roster.
We can prove it.
Like, I don't understand why the cow's a character. I don't understand why the coin purse is a character. I don't understand why charging, as much as I love Charging Chuck, I don't understand why Charging Chuck is a fucking playable character in this game. And then, like, the niggas tried to finesse it and, like, oh yeah, the outfits, we're gonna give them their own selection slots. So it's like, it's that's more playable characters.
Yes.
I'm like, man, shut your ass up.
That's what's funny, because, like, the first day that I got it, like, that was the first game that I played. And I'm going through, and we'll talk about the gameplay in a second. But, like, I'm looking at the roster, and I'm seeing all the shaded out spots. And I'm like, holy shit, how big was this roster? And I started off with my boy Bowser, and I'm doing the free roam. And I find one of those little food bags or whatever, and like eat the food and change costumes. I'm like, oh shit. And so I go back to the menu to do a race, and then I realize what the fuck was just what just happened. And I'm like, oh my god, they're all full. And you can see on the world map, like different areas that you can go to unlock different costumes. And Mario has like 9 or 10 different costumes. Peach has like 8. Daisy, my girl, has like 7. Bowser has like 8. And I'm thinking, like, there ain't but like 10 characters in this game. Just what, everybody's got a bunch of costumes. This is bullshit.
Because
it
only has
3,
that's a crime. Along with Pauline. I don't expect her to have more in the climate that we're in.
I think she only has like 2. Yeah, they ain't give a fuck about Pauline.
Like, I'm thinking they might have had some kind of Donkey Kong thing to go along with it. Nah.
No, never.
You want alternate Donkey Kong costumes? You'll have to pay for Donkey Kong Bonanza, buddy.
My whole thing with the character selection, they have Super Smash Brothers, where we go select one of those many, you know, squares and shit, and then we can just hit a button to flip between the costumes, which is faster now that it's on better architecture. But here we have, like John said, dedicated character slots to costumes.
Yep, that's how we make
costumes. That's so dumb.
Listen, yeah,
expose the fact that we got 10 characters or however many compared to the last century.
Our restaurant serves 100 variety of hot dogs. Hot dogs with mustard, hot dogs without mustard, hot dogs with ketchup, without ketchup, and so on.
Hot dogs with ketchup and mustard.
Woo! Goddamn, that's like 5 or 6 so far.
Like, it's just like Nintendo being finesse god Nintendo, bro. Like, that's all it is. Because like, I saw that shit, and I was like, there's no way that you niggas are marketing costumes as extra characters. No shot. No fucking shot, and definitely shot, because it was on the fucking select screen. The music, I can't really say anything about the music, because it's composed well, but it's like I prefer the originals, and a lot of it is remixes of the remixes we got in 8. Outside of like the new tracks, a good portion of the music is just like worse remixes than 8 and 8 Deluxe. And I'm just like, you niggas, y'all. I honestly feel like outside of the new grinding and wall riding mechanics, everything else was rushed. Which is insane to say, because 8 came out 11 years ago and 8 and 8 Deluxe came out 7 fucking years ago. So you niggas had time to come up with new compositions. Like, why are we remixing remixes? Like, I can go, if I want to hear a jazz version of a Mario Kart song, I just go on YouTube for that. Like,
Why?
You know, it boils down track in directly or no remixes at all.
You said what, bro?
Would you rather them put the original songs in there or just like no orchestral versions at all?
If the songs are gonna be in the game, I would rather them be the originals. Like, if it's, truth be told, I would rather have had everything be an original composition. Like, my deal for remixing is like, okay, if it wasn't in the last game and it's not in the base game, then, you know, do whatever you want to with the DLC. Like, had the remixes been DLC for the first booster pack that we're inevitably gonna get, I'd be fine. But like, you niggas just took Wario Stadium from, was originally from 64, but you niggas took the Stadium and Raceway song from 8, remixed it with jazz, and then just threw it over some new stages. Like, why, nigga? Y'all are fucking Nintendo. Why are you doing this? Like, you don't have to do this.
They're doing it because they're Nintendo. Somewhere along the line, they kind of realized, and it may have been Tears of the Kingdom, it may have been before.
It was definitely before.
People are going to just buy their shit. It doesn't really matter what they do. When they announced the price for the Switch 2, they bombarded Nintendo with drop the price. And I'm looking at all these people, I'm like, nah, you're gonna buy it anyway.
Yeah, I was like, you're gonna buy it. Like, you niggas have like zero spine. Because everybody that was like, oh, I'm not going to buy that shit on launch. And you, as soon as you saw fucking Mario Kart bundle, motherfuckers copping that shit. Sold out. Record numbers.
Like, wasted all kinds of typing energy, tweets and shit. Like, them niggas followed immediately. That's record. Why I don't listen to none of them niggas.
Record.
Literally the record launch console ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, the Switch 1 had a better launch lineup than this shit, bro.
Absolutely.
Agree.
Like, and
absolutely.
I'll just like, the whole deal with the online races, because I played a couple of those too. I'm like, so the open world concept was cool on paper. When they showed it off in the direct, I was like, okay, that seems like something I'll probably do like once or twice and then never the fuck again. And that's exactly what happened. Niggas got enough coins to unlock everything, never went back to it. And Nintendo had to have had some type of foresight on it, because the intermission races online, where you do like one lap on a track, but the other two laps are spent getting to the track. Like, you niggas, that's jokes. Y'all niggas is funny.
That one threw me for a loop, because like when I first started and I went through and did the first race and won or whatever, and they're like, okay, now let's go to the next place. I'm like, oh, this is where it's like they went and scientifically designed a game where they could put in as minimum effort but make it look like they did the most. Mm-hmm. We made it open world, but there's nothing to do in there. We have all these different costume slots or all these different character slots, but they're all the same characters with just different costumes. The cart selection isn't exactly like bowling me over right now either.
Yeah.
It's not as diverse as it was in 8. Like, you can't change like your wheels out and shit. It's literally cart, racer, and what, that's it?
Yeah,
just
car.
There's less customization on your carts.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, I wasn't terribly hurt by losing customization, because you know that like niggas eventually it's gonna get to a point where everybody just starts running meta. So like, that can go. I was if it stayed cool, it's gone. Cool. I don't care either way. But it, yeah, like you said, John, like it just feels like the a slimmed down version of an 11-year-old game. Because I'm like, nigga, this is your launch title. This is what's supposed to make people want to play this console. And the vast majority of the people that I saw that were like streaming it or like uploading gameplay videos moved on like after the first month.
Yeah.
Like they moved on. They moved back to what they were doing beforehand, or like they moved on to something else entirely. And I will say, Knockout Tour is fun as shit. That is fun as shit.
Actually, I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, you should really try that.
Brother, Knockout Tour, that's, to me, I think that should be like the default mode. Because like it's the
it's the fall,
it's basically battle royale approach. Yeah, I was about to say it's battle royale kart racing, and it's a fucking amazing, because like each lap the place you have to be in to stay in the race goes up until it's like you have to win or you lose. Like, I mean, that's
exactly
the way it goes.
That,
but like
that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is fun. Like that's like the saving grace for like the quote unquote new stuff in Mario Kart world.
Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, like if it didn't come bundled with the game or with the system, I don't see when I would actually buy it, because it's like $80, I think, the game.
Yeah, it's $80 for itself.
It makes sense to get a Switch 2 with Mario Kart if you want to get Mario Kart at some point.
Yeah. And honestly, to be fair, like, too, it's like the backwards compatibility is what really sold me. And
this was the PlayStation 5 moment.
Yeah, like PS5, like, obviously being backwards compatible, too, is a real good selling point, but, like, the exclusivity of Nintendo, like, and wanting to play like Smash Bros and all the other shit again, that's honestly what really sold me as far as buying the Switch too. But Mario Kart was just like, okay, that's like a little extra.
Yeah, it's not really a seller. I don't know what it's really, just the Switch continuation itself being a seller.
Yeah. Bonanza is fun, but I felt like it was just getting repetitive after like a few hours.
Small Bonanza or
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Man, I dove all the way in that one, but I, you know, everybody's thresholds are different too.
And like honestly the one I'm excited to try. Cause like you and me talked about it briefly, and I'm not even a huge fan of Donkey Kong, but like I loved Odyssey. Odyssey's probably like top two Mario experiences for me.
Yes. Definitely agree.
And
it's not bad. It's fun. It's just like I found myself, and it may have just been because of the fact that you can punch everything, that I was just punching everything. And just tickling.
Exactly. Like, you feel at least the fun just punching everything. And you can like reset like the terrain and shit too as needed, so you can just have fun in the sandbox if you want to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course you get your customizations and some really neat character designs as well. Like it feels like they're finally giving Donkey Kong and his IP an identity in modern times.
I need the new ape.
You do. New eight.
New eight.
They're apes!
I mean,
they're apes!
They're apes! They're apes! Dumb ass, man.
Yo.
Like, that's
all right. Nintendo, they are up the ante. I know they're not going to, but It just feels like a Sony, Nintendo version of what's going on with the PS5 at launch. Except the problem is everybody can get one, I guess, and they don't got nothing to put on there except for like older games by this point. Cyberpunk does look cool on there, can't lie, but like it's no point for me to get that on there because somebody probably already beat it, or they have a stronger system that can play it. But you in terms of
I'm sorry, good.
In terms of other games, I am probably going to get Yakuza 0. Like, when I get some extra time. Like, I've never finished that one, so I'll probably get the director's cut, because I know that entire series is going to end up on there one day.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'd be 0 on Steam. And it was super, super fun. Like, that was actually my first time playing Yakuza at all in my life. And it was just so... It felt so much like just a Sega game, if that makes sense. Like, it felt very Sega. Like,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, I don't. I can't
see Nintendo or something.
Yeah, yeah. I can't see, like, Nintendo coming out with, like, a Yakuza-style
game. They can't.
It has to be, like, Sega.
They fucking can't, dog.
They can't. Like, they're too child-friendly. You know, you can get away with a damn in a Sonic movie, you know? They're like, well, you know what? We're going to have a series about 40-year-old Yakuza niggas and have dire consequences for niggas.
No.
You know, like, they can't have two real niggas unless they decide to put Wario in jail, which I would play.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, nigga, like we're never getting an M-rated game that's been, that's also a Nintendo IP. That Venn diagram does not exist.
Yoshi's Island Retribution.
Yeah, and again, it's the same issue that like I had with the Switch. I'm like, I like indies as much as the next guy, but I'm not buying a console for an indie game that's available everywhere. I have a PC. I know most people have a PC.
Steam Deck, bro. Like, yeah, it's like, no point for that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, if I want to play... 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to lie to you. Not if I want to play an indie, it's going to be on the PC. For one, because it's cheaper. Two, if it ain't cheaper, I can get it somewhere for free.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But,
we're not partners here.
But I'm like that's why the indies don't sell me on any major console. Because I'm like, I can get this literally anywhere. Why the fuck would I buy your console just for this game that you didn't make?
Mm-hmm.
Like shit.
And like the biggest portion of it is like, nigga, the output so far has not, it ain't done it for me. Like as a 34-year-old gamer, it ain't done it for me, man. I'm like, nigga, arguably the most lackluster Mario Kart we've had since Super Circuit. At launch, and it's one of three games. The other quote unquote game is the fucking instruction manual.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not.
And don't forget, like a Switch 2 versions of old Switch games.
Yeah, I'm like, again, we're fucking
like $10, $10 to $20, depending on the title.
Yeah.
Yep. You get to play Breath of the Wild again with upgraded features like graphic.
Now, why my graphic don't go in Pokemon? My graphic don't go up in Zelda. Like, why my graphic don't go up in Kirby, but it go up in Animal Crossing, I think. Like, I haven't tried Animal Crossing yet. Pokemon looks like a real game now.
I'm genuinely curious to see like the fucking if this is an evolution, not long, if this is an evolution for the series, because like I like, yeah, ZA,
I'll be there.
I hope so. I ain't even gonna hold you, brother. I don't know if I have it in me to like properly train a whole Pokemon team, and if I get the Switch 2 and I get that game, I'm probably just gonna have like a dedicated team of 6 niggas and nothing the fuck else.
It's like that's the strat, that's the one. You beat that, you got me.
Right.
Gym leader rules. You gonna figure me out.
You caught me red handed. I'm gonna have to see, brother.
We're gonna fuck with Pokemon and the app that's just gonna be dedicated to it. Mm-hmm. What is it, Pokemon Champions?
Yeah.
That one's supposed to be like mobile too, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
It's effectively going to replace Showdown.
Fucking though, this is gonna be a Pokemon gacha game?
No, I guess. I need to look more into, the non-transference of Pokemon, but the fact that that's going to be the Pokemon game that's showing off at Worlds. Instead of a main entry, I'm like, bro, like, they saying, fuck it. But I think Pokemon ZA, that might be, like, one of the things that determines the direction of the series going forward. Like, if that shit does well enough, and I think if Ranked goes along well enough as well, that might just be, like, I guess the other flavor of Pokemon that they give us. And they'll probably alternate between those titles. Which sounds cool. I don't know how far I'm going to go with that shit, but...
Well, the rumor has it that Direct is supposed to happen in September, so... Okay. Maybe this will be their swinging. Maybe this will be the one. Because, I mean, it's not like they have to try. They already made the money. But, like... Oh, and the Kirby Air Riders game. That shit actually kind of looks sick.
Oh yeah, that shit looks like a fighting game.
I was like, Kirby is Smash Bros on wheels. I am so excited for Air Riders and Cross Worlds. Nigga, Cross Worlds just said fuck it, throw everybody in the game.
Yep,
because like it's more than it was always more than Sonic, right?
It was Sonic initially, and then they revealed
SpongeBob,
Hatsune Miku, Ichiban, SpongeBob. The TMNT is coming later. Avatar is coming later. Pac-Man got revealed a couple of yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Pac-Man got revealed
yesterday. I told you, like, niggas just said throw everybody in there, bro.
Yep.
Minecraft. I forgot. Minecraft. Steve and Alex got announced too when they did Ichiban and them.
Oh man, they're not playing fair.
Ooh.
Yeah, niggas. Yeah, dog. Like niggas is like, hey man, listen. Your kids are gonna want this, and y'all gonna buy it. We gonna make sure that y'all cop that.
Yep.
For the free ski.
What's the price point?
For
Cross Worlds.
The deluxe is 90. The regular one is 60. I believe it's 60 or 70.
Okay.
On Steam right now they have it for $69.99.
Okay, so it's
The regular version.
Okay.
Advanced is $89.99.
Okay, so it's 90. Damn, I thought it was 90. Yo, sick. Hell yeah. I forgot, nigga. Like as soon as they opened up the pre-orders, I just went ahead and pre-ordered.
Yeah, well, when you know that you're going to get something, it's just, yeah. Bye now. Thank you.
You're right. Appreciate it. Good looks. But yeah, dog, Kirby. First of all, when they announced that shit a couple of months ago, I was like, oh my God, we're bringing back Kirby Air Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they took the lessons that they learned from that game that you can use more than the goddamn A button.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, if you haven't watched any gameplay, or, like, the gameplay, please go watch that shit, brother. It's Smash Bros. On wheels. That shit looks so fucking fun.
Yeah, that shit looks sick. I can't lie.
That is what's gonna get me to buy the fucking Switch, too. Real shit. That and the inevitable Smash announcement we're gonna get next year, because it's been almost a decade since we got Ultimate, so...
Yep.
That's gonna come. I'm predicting next year.
Thinking the Game Awards, December.
We have to overshadow Sonic's 35th anniversary, so we need something.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo can't let you have fun.
Right, can't do
unless
that.
Unless you pay for it. And then you can only have the fun that we allow you to have.
Oh, man, I love court-mandated fun.
Woo!
Absolutely, yeah. That's my favorite kind.
Court-mandated.
Make sure you pay your deposit.
Right. Court-mandated and monitored fun. Yummy. Love that shit.
That's how Mom used to make.
But yeah, like Dent, you said something about the state of music, nigga. It has been nothing but banger projects
since
since April. It's been rap is in a crazy state right now. I just want to talk about rap because like a lot of my other artists that like the house DJs that I listen to, some of the metal bands, like they've been putting out shit too, and it's been fire. But like rap, nigga. Yo.
Rap is undergoing like a chrysalis like right now, bro. Like shit's going back to the essence, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Also, to get back to games real quick, and then we're just gonna go all in on music.
Okay.
GTA coming out is important because niggas definitely want whatever content that they can apply to be. They want that shit to be in that game. Because, right. Like, Freddie Gibbs, I think he had like mad tracks in GTA 5. And GTA 5 was out for so long, niggas end up hearing them tracks and shit and starting getting familiar with his work. So it's like, you definitely want to get a placement in a Grand Theft Auto. But, rap. First of all, the clips, man.
Bruh, Let God Sort Them Out is still like my album of the year.
I put my hands up, man. Like, I said that, like, them was good. That was good. Time, even on the Crushable album, those boys were still good. It was fun. It was fucking up. But nonetheless, man, I have something to say this year, man. Coming after like the Drake shit that is going on in court, which I guess it will be a conversation later. man, like that is album of the year for me personally.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't listened to any other hip-hop projects that really, like, got me like that. But I did like the Freddie Gibbs shit, as crazy as he is, away from the booth. When he's in that motherfucker, he is good at what he does. And, what else? Like, Case Fanata, he dropped this last Friday.
Yep.
He just gave us about 10 tracks of just instrumentals doing his thing.
Yup.
Like, niggas like us that just listen to a little bit of this and a little bit of that, like, we're having a great year right now.
It was like that nigga, he dropped, Kate Renata dropped some shit, Larry June dropped I think it was an EP.
With Carlo? Yeah, just started listening to that.
That shit's bang. That is, bruh, real shit.
Nice.
Like, Larry June and Carlo needs to go up there in, like, the golden producer rapper combo, bro, because like them niggas ain't missed yet. Like them niggas have not missed yet.
Gary really like sharpened up in his lane and just like figured out the formula he needed to go for. Mm-hmm. It's just been a go every time.
Right.
Because you were the one that put me on to like the early shit when he was first dropping.
Yeah.
Very, very different than what he's putting out now, which I still like and still fuck with. You know, that's where I became a fan. But this nigga, dare I say it, it's like goat dad rap. Even though we're not dads,
yeah.
You can go places and listen to it. You know, like
I have affectionately called it running errands rap.
Yes, sir.
And I mean that with the utmost respect. Like when I'm just. Like every now and then, I go on a drive. I have a playlist for that drive. Larry June is on that shit like 12 times. Dear Snow might be the best vibe music on the playlist. It's so chill. It's so calm, and this nigga don't be rapping about shit, but his day. I love it. I love that shit.
So annoying people that might shoot you, but like he's just getting his oranges from his farm that he has.
Right.
Hey.
Damn. Yee.
Still got that drop. I'm never taking that drop off. Cause I'm anticipating the Grammy win, and I'm definitely gonna be talking crazy. he's gonna never retire, and he's gonna win a rap award at some point. Cause like I have everything now as the rule. You remember when Eric Andre first got his show, right? Like the most wildest shit ever of all time. This nigga doing pranks on Tatiana Ali and shit, just having a great time. Being extremely based on TV. Mm-hmm. he's done it for so long to where he's an Emmy winner now.
Yep.
I never thought in my lifetime that Eric Andre would have won a fucking Emmy for the Eric Andre Show. Like, it truly mystifying, but I'm not dissing it. It's just, eventually shit adapts to what you got going on if you do it long enough.
Right.
And it's fantastic. So shout out to that brother. I guess that's the base. What was the base nigga of the day? Like, I forget what he used to call it.
Rare nigga award.
He gets the rare nigga award, even though he ain't dead in a minute.
It's just a testament to consistency, for real. Because like you said, like he's changed. I don't even think that nigga's really changed the subject matter. He just don't do the ad libs much, but like,
he just calmed it down.
Yeah, I think he's found his sound, and it's just really good, bro. Like that man, God.
You know, it's kind of like how we talk about Lil B, like how Lil B has like about 3 or 4 fucking periods of his music.
Yep. Listen, we talked about it on Twitter. I'm like, I would give any amount of money to go back in time and hear Breathe Slow.
Yes, sir.
Flex 36.
Man.
Child Support Me. And
Texas. I need that Texas.
Big belts. Big belts. Bro, oh my God. I remember the first time, like, I think you might have been the nigga that showed me that Like a Martian video, right? And I remember just like dying laughing. And it was one of those moments. I'll never forget that shit. I was cleaning the bathroom. And I was like, what the fuck did that nigga did show me yesterday? Let me put that shit on and listen to it again. And I found myself like nodding my head and going, woo, woo.
To listen. And it's like, listen to this shit again. I can't believe what I just heard.
Right.
It really is that absurd. And that's true of all of them. We experienced that in real time.
Yeah. Like, all.
I always give it that credit. Either you got it or you didn't.
Yep. And like on the initial listen, I'm open-minded, right? I'm open-minded when it comes to music. On the initial listen, I was like, okay, it might be a parody. He might be bullshitting. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. At that point, I was like, I don't know if I would listen to it consistently, right? And then, you know, I listened to it again and I was like, you know what? I fuck with it. And then that nigga dropped. It was like the following year, I heard Bitch Suck Dick. Bitch Suck Dick, Wonton Soup, and then the song he did with, the song he did with Soulja Boy. Yeah, right, that nigga tried to copy his whole flow, and like, I never, 20 Hamburger Helpers is a core memory. That shit is a core memory, nigga. And after that, it was just up. I was like, oh shit, new Lil B drop, Keith Sweat. I remember when the day that shit dropped.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this in my mail, bro?
That's for me. I think at your spot when I listened to that one.
Yeah.
This nigga had a true kill your baby mama bars. I didn't know he had that side to him. Lil B was normally happy when I listened to him.
Yep. It's just the ad libs got more and more pissed off the longer the song went on.
What?
You did everything! Nigga face 30! Like, Child Support Me? Oh man, I killed my baby mama. Whoa! Hey, brother, you got too much dip on your chip. what?
What's that ass over here,
bro? This nigga, what, bro?
You don't need to harm this person, bro. You should, come on now.
Nah, she put that shit in my mail. Stop pausing my damn beat. Should be in my fucking pockets while I was asleep. Crazy.
It's a female.
So? The immediate. Bro, that nigga didn't even think about it. The immediate so.
Yeah, 35-year-old Mexican bully, man. Shit crazy.
Speaking about beating bitches up, there's this thing going on, right? Where a dude's wife was getting jumped by five women, and he stepped in and started knocking shit out. And, like, the internet was like, oh, man, you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to hit a woman. He probably hit her in his spare time. And I'm just like,
the fuck?
Y'all are crazy. This is a lot of making a comeback. Shit like this.
Yeah, I'm like, fam, if she ain't even got to be my wife, nigga. If I see a woman getting jumped by five other humans, yeah, you gotta do something, bro. Like, you can't just be like, oh, man, let him work it out. No, that nigga's gonna perish.
She's worked out. Like, no, man, if he stood there and did nothing, then they would say,
another conversation. Why didn't he do nothing?
Yeah.
See, it's me. Number two, it's gonna be mad. Trying to defend a woman because, hey, news alert. If you're a person, you can die.
Oh my.
That chance goes up dramatically, nigga.
On Big God, actually.
They start working you out. You know, you start getting packed up. You might be in the hospital.
Right, you might be here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but again, people that don't do nothing be the main people that be saying shit.
Yeah, that's all they can do. They just talk.
They just talk. Talk, talk, talk.
That's why, like, the internet will never be satisfied. It doesn't matter if it's gaming or IRL shit. The internet, like, I think there's just, like, a species of people called the internet. That just, they will never be satisfied. No matter what happens, they're going to be like, oh, why didn't you do this? Or, oh, why didn't y'all do that? They will raise up and make little hashtags and make it go popular. But then when it's time to actually put boots on the ground and actually engage in action, they're nowhere to be found.
And or bots influenced. That's what I'm calling these niggas now, bro. Like, any questionable blue check taken right now, you bot influenced, my nigga.
Right. We got the brain rot, bro. It's over.
Yeah, brain rot. That's a good way to put it.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you just brain rot? Like, you a zombie, my nigga? Yeah, you repeat propaganda?
Like, to go back to Superman briefly, like, I remember
super shit,
like, just the woke conversation was a thing about Superman, and I'm just like, I don't know if that falls under dead internet theory, but are there just no original ideas anymore? As soon as you see somebody doing good or showing some measure of empathy, that's considered woke now? Like, I've been like on like a crusade of like this anti fucking debate bro bullshit, like, where these guys that always have to have like an argument on everything, and it's wild to me that, like, when you actually break it down, they don't have arguments, they don't have the ability to actually critique or criticize. And they just regurgitate the same shit that they say. And, you know, like, to be fair, like, I honestly do that too, to an extent. Like, if I met somebody who was, like, you know, like a flat earther or something, I would just repeat back what I see, like, Professor Dave or somebody say. but you know, I'm objectively correct.
Yeah, I'll be like, facts. So, you can always regurgitate facts.
Yeah.
Like, regurgitating opinions is where we start to lose the fucking plot, because like, everybody has an opinion.
And nobody truly has like the same exact opinions. It's more so like we find an agreeance and it's easier to break it down to y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But nope, niggas are bots and bot influence. They decide to throw away their humanity for clout.
Yeah, for points, for internet points. Man, it's not even fucking real. Shit, not even.
Like, you're probably not even gonna meet these people.
I met
someday somebody's gonna like trip over a cord somewhere and the internet's gonna get unplugged for everybody and just go down.
Man, that's gonna be a bad day, man. That's when the revolution might start.
People are actually gonna have to go outside and actually not distract themselves and realize, oh wait, everything is actually shit. It's not just shit on my phone. It's shit in real life, and I have no way to escape right now.
Oh my god, my stupid opinions could get me hit in the mouth out here. It's scary.
Oh my god. I'm like, damn man, you got a lot of decorum for a nigga that be talking crazy out, like, you know, on the internet. What's going on there, bucko? Like,
I miss when stupid people knew they were stupid. Like, that's like...
Yeah, I do too.
Like, one of the things I miss most from, like, the pre-social media era, like niggas knew they were stupid, so they knew they couldn't say their opinions in public to people.
But now you'll find a bunch of stupid people.
If they said it in public, they fucking knew how to actually like either couch the language or get ready to fucking like or know how to fight, I guess.
Right.
But I think it's like before all the social media shit, like when we were growing up, once again, old man. Like, self-awareness has become in short supply. Like, you have to have been like a little self-aware about like how you were perceived or what the fuck you got to say, or what you will want to say can be perceived by other people and how that will look back on you. And I don't think that people really give a shit about that anymore. It's just like, it's a race to see who can say the most provocative thing.
Because likes and views, for some reason, are above everything.
Yeah. Niggas is broke as hell, but his Reddit post got like a bunch of uplikes. Like, yeah, 20. Man. And he feels better about himself. That's crazy.
I'm like, I had a viral tweet like once. You got like thousands and thousands of likes and shit. I still have to work a job.
I was about to say, that's a terroristic threat nowadays. It's like stapling like a paper job application on one of these losers' house.
It's like, he threatened me, Your Honor. He told me to get a job. And... No, that's it. He just told me to get the job.
He told me to get one. I don't want to get one.
He stapled an application to my door. I'm failing to see the problem here. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a court-mandated job after prison.
And they'll go, fuck it, hang him now. You hurt his feelings, sir.
You hurt me now.
Sir?
Sir?
As an aggression.
Furtive movement.
As a job aggression.
Furtive movement. Oh, shit. Dang. I think that might be all I have, man. Like, I think you've pretty much caught up on everything important.
Like, these consoles are taxing and will continue to tax us worse.
Yeah, world.
Yep.
World still sucks.
Yeah.
GTA coming next year, got niggas moving different. Yeah. Whether they're dropping more music or moving their shit back game wise. Now, if GTA decided to move their release up to just like offset the market, that would be extremely base to them. But yeah, moving now. What y'all gonna do? We're everywhere and nowhere. But
yep. I'm on a constant 24-hour watch, and they still haven't dropped the Epstein list. So yeah, there's really nothing else to cover.
Yeah, man, it's crazy how that
the dog ate it. That's what happened. Like
the The dog ate the Epstein list.
Fuck, folks. And we have a list.
Dial.
You remember those binders we used to have at like school? And like you pop them open, and all the pages would fall out. You thought you had them hole stamped or whatever. And you pop them open, and then motherfuckers just start falling out of your book bag. That's what happened to the Epstein list. I left it on the school bus. Fuck.
Man, I never forgot something.
I left it in my other backpack.
Yeah, my bad, man.
I forgot my left combination. I forgot if it was two times to the left or two times to the right. I can't get it open.
To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right.
To the right, to the right. Two hops this time.
Suicide. You know, like, I almost never get requests for that anymore. I'm like, damn, man, Cha-Cha Slide, dead, finally.
Hey, man, we the unks now, bro.
Like, the Wobbles were Cha-Cha Slide over this last decade.
Damn near a decade for niggas to realize that song existed.
So type
niggas,
shit.
You niggas was not listening to Vic when he was popping.
Be real with you too. Now that black people like music that give you instructions on how to move, them songs probably gonna get pushed out of history, while Cupid probably gonna become a platinum seller artist again.
Bruh. Down, do your dance, do your dance.
Flex, I'd be real with you. I'm always coming back. You don't have to know.
Brother, we're going to get the first musical 20-year sequel. That ain't going to come out. That ain't going to come out with a remix with whatever rappers is up and coming in like 2030.
We're going to see the YRN nigga spook. And you know what I'm saying?
They can get the most. Nigga spook is absolutely demonic. Holy shit. YRN nigga spook is crazy. Next time I go to a tournament, that's gonna be my name. They have to say the whole thing.
Enter a Beyblade tournament with that name. That'd be fucking great.
Or a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament.
Nah, Yu-Gi-Oh tournament would go crazy. You gotta have the black dragon.
Right, that's my deck. I'm running red eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. This music just felt like a nigga deck.
Red Eyes and Dark Magician. That's probably, it'd probably be meta. I have Master Duel on my PC. I'm gonna make a deck.
A Black Luster Soldier fucking deck or something.
Right. Something just black as hell. But
Paladin.
Dark ass magician.
Magician.
Dark ass magician.
Magic attack.
Blast!
Oh.
Blast! But alright, y'all, that's gonna do it for this episode, man.
Summoning Skull would be Summoning Head. There you go. What I was thinking.
This nigga.
Gosh.
Eventually, we are gonna circle back to the Patreon. I have not forgotten. I've definitely forgotten what chapter we were on, but I have not forgotten. I still have the fanfic saved. I still have it saved, gang.
I've literally changed phones since the last time we fucking did the fucking thing, so.
So have I. I just got a new one today. I've been sitting that shit up on the podcast.
Hey, is it another flip? Or not flip, but the,
Yeah, it's the Z Flip.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a straight up replacement, because I'm going to trade this one in next month for something. I think I was nice. Free advertising.
I'm always worried that like the hinges in between will get loose or something.
Right. Well, I didn't have a problem with the hinges. It was the battery. That's Samsung's thing. Battery expanded and this shit. My phone got a fat ass, nigga. This shit. This shit is swole. This shit is swollen, dog.
Thick
ass phone.
QQ.
Lil.
Lord. All right.
But we'll see y'all on the next episode.
Which will be next week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Back in the rotation. Guaranteed. Pussies.
Back, baby.
Pussy.